much more do you feel, you know, like you want to get out there and not take things for granted?
Just like you said, you know, you can't take things for granted. You know, it could be taken away from you just like that. But I'm very excited going out there and because I got a second chance to do what I love, you know. Could have been taken away, but, you know, God spared me. So, you know, each moment that I'm out there, I'm giving it my all.
We see the pictures of your baby.
Yeah,
right, you know, over here. Is that why you do what you do, man, and why you're excited about it?
Yeah, I got a family to take care of, you know. And, you know, my son depends on me, so.
Is there anything you can't do that you could do before?
It's going to be a big adjustment, you know. This is something that, you know, I got to get over, which I did get over the bad part. But, you know, playing football is going to be things I got to adjust just like my everyday living. But, you know, there's nothing that I can't do, you know. Yeah.
Jason, on the football field, the football things that you have to do to succeed, what of those things have come back quickly to you?
The things that
you need to do on the football field, yeah. What has come back quickly to you that makes you feel like you can succeed?
During the time that, you know, I was, you know, not here, you know, in Florida, you know, I've been doing everything that I had to do, what I was going to be out here doing. So it's not a big of a challenge. It's things I just got to do, like, you know, make sure, like, shoot my hand out without no worry or whatever. But I've been doing that all day today, and it felt great. You know, it felt great being out there with my teammates. They're happy I'm out there, and I'm just trying to produce for them.
How tough was it for you? You're sitting on the couch back down here in Florida. Your team is struggling, maybe defensively. You need to be out there to help them. But you had your own issues that you're dealing with. Talk about that struggle that you had.
You know, it was hard just watching the team, you know, lose a couple of games and, you know, winning without you. But at the same time, you know, I knew what I had to do to get back on the field or whatever. But it was frustrating, but I'm here now.
Jason, a lot of people look at the pass rush and the 9 sacks so far, and they think you coming back could be the thing that fixes everything.
Maybe. Who knows?
You
just got to wait and see. You know, at the end of the day, I'm here to help my team win. I can't say I'm going to go out there and get sacks. I don't know. You know, all I know, I could try my hardest and you know, promise I'll fight for it, you know?
You definitely think you're going to play Sunday?
I don't know. It's up to the medical staff.
Do you want to play?
Yeah, I want to play. Yeah, well, it's up to the medical staff, like I said. You know, they're taking me slowly.
Part of when a guy comes back off injury, no matter what the injury is, Jason,
they
want to make sure he's safe on the field.
Yeah.
They don't want him to be in harm's way. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like, at this point, you're safe enough to play a game?
I think I'm okay. You know, you never know until you're out there. That's why it's practices, you know. I've been doing good in practice. You know, coming off of any injury, you just got to go out there and have that confidence, you know. I got to feel confident in myself, shooting my hand and doing what I do best, you know, playing the run and getting back there pass rushing. So that's what's going to, you know, bring me back early, you know, if I can.
Changes in
your stance or where you line up? Of course there will be changes in my stance. I'm right-handed, so, you know, but it's something you got to adjust to. I think I'm doing a pretty good job at it. You know, had a great coach out there coaching me how to put my left hand in and rush off that. So, you know, it is what it is.
So you think you have to go from the left
one
side?
One question at a time.
You come from the left side.
Jason, so much of what you have to do is grabbing or grasping. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be difficult? Has it been difficult?
It's just adjustments. You know, that's it. Basically, it's just adjustments. I think I'm doing a great job at it because I've been able to grab and shed tackles. You know, it's just a big adjustment, but I'm okay. You know, I'm doing pretty good. You know, skill set hasn't lost it. I haven't lost it. So I'm out there doing what I can. You know, hopefully I'll be out there Sunday. So.
Are you going to have to come from the left side now exclusively?
I play both sides. Nothing has changed.
What about this whole thing about you being the savior for this defense? Is that fair? Is that a lot of extra pressure on you?
Put it all on me, huh? Like I said, I'm going to do whatever I can to help this team win. You know, I'm starting off slow, but, you know, I'm a little bit rusty. You know, that's going to happen, no training camp, no nothing. But when I'm out there, I'm giving it my all. You know, I have no, you know, I could work on this tomorrow. You know, that's not my mindset no more. It's, you know, it's to do it now or never. You know,
how hard would it be to play on the right side with the left hand on the ground now?
I still play on the right side. It's not hard at all.
Doesn't affect what you can do at all?
Nope.
Do you have that confidence that you could be that monster, that beast?
Yeah, I know for a fact that I'm still the same JPP. You know, getting to the ball, you know, screen pass, running and chasing it down, getting to the quarterback, playing the run. You know, it's just that confidence. I got to get back. Hey, you know, my hand's okay. You just got to do what you got to do.
Of course, when you talk to some players about returning to the team, it's about the camaraderie. What's that been like being around the guys, not just on the field, but in the locker room?
You know, all the guys, you know, they supported me throughout my whole process. You know, the fans supported me. You know, it was a lot of say-so, but the guys, you know, they kept me, you know, doing what I had to do. And since I came back, they've been doing a great support. They've been supporting me, and, you know, I'm just going out there and giving them all.
Have you thought at all about how emotional it would be for you to walk out the tunnel knowing you're about to play?
Oh, I already know it's going to be crazy. You know, they've been waiting on me. I'm here. You know, I arrived, so, you know, they said I can't, but I did, so it's on me.
Would it be special? Is it special for you at all that fact that if it would be in Tampa? I mean,
I got some roots there. You know, USF. You know, I'm pretty sure people would be out there too. But you know, my main thing is here. You know, walking out that tunnel. So, and my son will be here, so I'll be playing for him. So.
Have you had to work with Joe Skiba with any special equipment for your hand?
Not really. You know, just a glove. That's it. Well, you know, those guys will take care of that. You know, they just need to put me on the football field to do what I got to do, you know, do what's best for the team.
Was there ever a point where you thought, I may not be able to get back?
Nope, never.
Always
even
positive.
Even when it happened, nope, never thought, you know, that, you know, I won't be back playing football. You know, that time I was thinking about my family, that was it. You know, but, you know, when Dr. said I could play football, I was like, okay, let's go. Did what I had to take, and now I'm here.
Jason, you embrace challenges throughout your career.
It's
obviously another challenge. But
yeah, I get over it.
The idea that an opposition or opposing offense will try to come at you and challenge you, how much do you welcome that?
Let them come. You know, like I said, I'm going to do what I do best, and I know how to play football. So they can come at me, play the run, play the pass, I'll be okay.
Could you see them doing that, maybe running directly at you?
I'm out there. They're running at me now. There's nothing changed. You know, if I couldn't do it, I wouldn't be here right now.